Blog Talk Radio.
Starting to ponder what we've been going.
Don't you know that you know you're so beautiful? I wanna all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe,
I wanna give
my love to you, girl.
Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life,
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Love is. Some people forget that love is tucking you in and kissing you goodnight, no matter how young or old you are. Some people don't remember that love is listening and laughing and asking questions, no matter what age. Few recognize that love is commitment, responsibility, no fun at all. Unless love is you and me. That is Love Is by Nikki Giovanni. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's all about you. It's my honor to give you guys the mic for tonight. It's an open mic night. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300 and press 1 to be heard. I'm your host, Zuina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by the king himself, King Atterbury. King, how are you?
I'm feeling good tonight. How you doing? How you doing, Queen?
I am doing wonderful. The weather is fine. The night is good, and the vibes are wonderful. Before we get started, I do just want to give a quick shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and raw links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine on. How about you, King?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely rocking my pieces.
I know that's right. I know that's right. All right. Well, it's an open mic tonight. I think we're going to get the party started.
Right.
What do you think we should discuss with our community tonight?
Hey.
What's the question of the night?
That subject matter should maybe just be open on that. We're just see how the atmosphere is. And,
when did you fall in love with poetry?
Oh, there we go right there.
Yeah. When did you fall in love with poetry, King?
I fell in love with poetry as soon as I was able to write, like, you know, it started off with just writing these little poems, passing them off to different women's girlfriends and stuff, like, yo, give it to your girl. You know, on another level, just having been in ciphers, everybody playing around with words and just seeing who could outdo each other. But at the same time, it was like the love of the sport, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I love it.
I do see that. I do see that nowadays a lot, especially the bridge between those ciphers and hip-hop and poetry as it is today. I think it's so dope. It really is. But, yeah. Well, King, how about you open up with a piece for us tonight?
Okay, sure. This is a piece I titled All For You. What I do when it comes to believing, dreaming of us, I'm not even trying to rush. Here's a poem about trust. But the assurance of getting to know you better is a must. Let's be honest with one another. Afterward, you can blush. Place a smile upon a smile that you wear when you appear. Inhale some of my air, therefore mentally thoughts are clear. Patience is a virtue, allow for next level accomplishment. It's going to be astonishing, honoring all we have in common. The beauty of it all, stand tall as if I'm close to you. Nothing else to do or choose, become your parachute. So jump out the window, let my care for you hold you. Baby, I'm just old school. Let's pour a glass of toast too, King.
Hey. I love that last line. That was dope. All right now. That's what's up. Thank you so much for starting the show off with that piece.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you. All right, Queen, what you got for us?
Okay. I have a piece here. It's untitled. I want to be good for you. I do. I want to love every part of you. Be a salve for your scars. I'd like to gift you the brilliance of stars and kiss the blues off your shoulders and to share you with the caress of the moon. Be full and new as she and I make an audience where your chest is bare. Yeah. I want to be a team player. I want to do my best to be good for you. Like a humble stew, a sip of bitch's brew. I want to compare to a lock of your dear mother's hair. You know, good, exceptional, acceptable, accepted. So much of me requires your proof, and to deserve you, I must be good for you. It feels like nothing less will do. You deserve better. You deserve the softness of rose petals, the presence of jasmine in your oils. You deserve soft kisses on your weary head and a soft bosom to fold into, a cradle of arms to come home to. You deserve a love that makes you never feel alone, too. Alas, here is the bounty of the love you've sown for your own reason, the reaping of a half-assed tilling season, the strangled fruit of a garden unweeded, the bed you made is the one you sleep in, but you deserve better. You deserve to be believed. You deserve to be kissed with the face of an eyelash wish. You deserve to be cleaved with the oneness of one skin, that one flesh-type love enveloped deep in a fit like a glove-type love. You deserve forgiveness. You deserve better than the rigidness of our shared cynicism, You deserve a love that holds more weight than your indecision. And I'm willing to give everything but up to give it. And I'm trying to be good for you. For the chance to take in your every exhalation. For the small piece of peace you can't begin to comprehend. The length I'm willing to go to show you that I want to be good for you. I want to be a shiny thing with reflective plastic teeth, ever beaming automaton as shiny as the pedestal you put me on. I want to be effervescent for you, ever pleasant for you, exceptional, acceptable, accepted by you. I do. At least that's the notion that I conceived when I believed it was possible, until I found myself searching for my own name in a place where it lived without blame. And the last part of me remained tucked away in a closet on the outside of the cosmos to make room for you. And that's that piece.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Let me give you a standing applause. I love it.
Thank you so much.
So much passion and so much. I got to let you know, that forwardness.
Right.
I love forwardness. I think I'm going to nickname myself again, Mr. Forwardness. Nah.
Mr. Forwardness, yeah,
that
okay.
That was dope, man. I love that. I really do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right.
That's not you, man.
Thank you. Well, it's open mic and, Bob is eclectic tonight, so. I think we should start bringing in our callers and see what they have for us. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get it.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
good evening.
What's good with y'all?
Hello. How you doing?
Perla Negra.
I'm good. Y'all fingers okay? Because you burning up the mic. I know it's possible.
Damn.
Don't even have that microphone.
Thank you.
Oh.
I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Decent. I said, well, damn, queen. I said, okay. Yes.
She was gracious.
Oh, that was so nice. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Okay.
That was really, really nice. Man. Oh, man.
Thank you.
I'm like, that's
thank
right.
You.
Show that appreciation. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. So good to hear your voice tonight. How are you doing now?
That's right.
Oh, I'm wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm still floating on air from spending time with my grandbaby. He's just so yummy.
Cute as a little button. Adorable.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's
I can't
wonderful.
Help
yeah. Gotta get all those kisses while you can. I know the feeling.
Oh, honey. Yes, right. I know. Oh my God. I said, I could look at you all day, boy. I'm trying to. He's at that stage now where he's cooing and making noises and looking right at you when he's doing. I'm like, you're telling me to take this to the universe.
Right. Oh, God.
Okay.
I love it.
Girl.
Just holding
smile,
on a full conversation.
Oh, child. And then the smile. It's got my heart under lock and key now. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Classic.
Oh, I love it.
Y'all,
I love it.
Tonight on dope. Oh my God, both of y'all killing it. Oh, I see.
Thank you.
These hosts always gotta set the damn y'all just set the set it so high. It's like I gotta go after them. Why can't somebody? I'm gonna stop calling this so early and pressing one. I'm gonna wait for a few minutes. That's the 9 o'clock.
Nah. I love it. You know,
see
what you set it off right.
You see why I go first, right? Because I don't want to go behind.
I understand. I understand. Believe me, I understand.
Yeah, I love y'all so much. You knew what type of day I had just to hear all of this love. I love my tribe. I love my Epiphany family so much. You guys are the best. Thank you guys for just being
you. We love you too, but dang.
Yeah,
you're a tough act to follow. I'm trying to tell you.
I
don't even want to read my piece.
No,
I just love it.
Come on, let it bring it. I know the divas can hold it down of Epiphany. We hold out. You know you got it. Let's see what you got. So the question that we had for tonight, yeah, you do
mm-hmm.
You do it wonderfully. But the question that we're asking tonight is, do you remember a point where you really fell in love with the craft of poetry, of being a poet?
Okay. I was very young when I started writing because I had like issues I was dealing with that a child mm-hmm. shouldn't have to deal with. And that was the only way that what I had to say and how I was feeling wouldn't get taken away from me or shut down, to write it in a poetic form. And I'm talking like the age of 10, I started writing.
Wow.
But to say that I really fell in love with it, honestly, and I know for me it's getting ready to get blown up behind this, is when I came to Epiphany, because I didn't have a voice until then. And then I've always admired other poets, but none that I knew personally. And then when I came into Epiphany and I started hearing all the unique souls and words and poetry, I said,
yeah,
this is where I belong. Right here is where I belong. This is my heart right
here.
That's
right.
Yes, for sure. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Wow. I feel the same way. I feel like since I've met in my tribe of Epiphany in the Poetry Corner, especially King. King has been very instrumental in me, like, feeling like I have a poetic voice, as opposed to, like you said, when you were younger, it seemed so personal. It almost seemed like a journal or a diary. But now we have a whole community of people that always push you to do better and to do more. And to, you know, I love it. I really do. And I feel the same way.
Thank you
for your answer.
You're
welcome.
Well, I know you brought a wonderful piece for us to listen to tonight, regardless of what you're saying. I know.
Unless you keep it in the chambers.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on,
and off the cuff. That ability to be able to say, I wrote this 10 minutes ago and it's fire. I adore that talent.
No,
I've never
right.
been able to. But it's so, that's a gift. You got it for sure.
Thank y'all. Well, I'll tell you, the piece that I wrote to that, this piece I'm getting ready to spit is not recent. It's something I wrote a while ago because I really didn't have anything to write.
Okay.
I'm dealing with some other stuff in here, but it's a piece.
Oh, it's always welcome. Whenever I know it's good. I know it's wonderful. So whenever you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. This is called Poetic Senses. He speaks and teases my poetic senses. That wordplay with syllables through similes, creating his offering of soliloquies, so stimulating. Striking each of my nerves as if he's running his fingers across the keyboard with precision by heart and a deliberate purpose. He has my attention because I swear I've known these words in another life. I wonder, does he know what it does to me, that exquisite delivery of enunciation so eloquently praised. He speaks and teases my poetic senses, activating the neurons of my nerves. The sapio in me is tingling. It's deep, giving me inspiration through a desire to define my understanding of his poetry. Being held in amazement at him almost has me in disbelief of a feeling so good. But I feel what I believe. I believe in him. He speaks and teases my poetic senses. I've never made love to a poet, but his words and metaphors give my vibration visuals that I am. He touches me without touching me. I wonder what touches him when he speaks and uses my poetic senses. I fell in love with poetry long before he stimulated me, but I can't deny what he's awakened by lifting my rapture with intellectual arousal. Beautiful energy, blazing the filthiest corners of my mind with graceful wordplay, and no damage done. Now I want to make love, because he's spoken into my poetic senses, and that's that piece.
Oh, sure.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
Shit.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going down.
He said the filthy corners of my poetic mind was, what? Yes.
Yeah.
All that fire, all that heat.
The Pearl of Negra.
Love it.
Like how you spit some pieces and, you know, the cadence behind it and just the smooth sultriness, like,
Yes.
Take a praise. It's like,
love it.
Thank you, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a beautiful piece, y'all. Okay,
enjoy
that.
The piece will be fire, and then the way you read it, it's like you could be reading a gravy recipe, and I'd be like, yes.
Oh my God.
It's sexy. It was sexy.
That's a
Yes. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Diva, yes. Thank you so much. We do appreciate
you.
No problem.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Goodness.
All right. Well, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure do. Okay, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with that awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress with some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Wednesday night at 9, I am in the erotic. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said the erotic love zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, I don't know. She might use this, but we're leaning. I see. I got a surprise for y'all. We're leaning towards open mic and giving you a Q&A session. You get to ask three questions, any questions you like of us divas, and we'll answer them.
Nice.
So y'all come on by. Get caught up. You come on by and get caught up in the erotic love zone. And I'm sure you'll love it. You get there. All right, back to you, King Queen. That's what's up.
Wow, thank you, Busy Lady. Love it. Oh, I can't wait to. That is a clever spin. I can't wait to see how that spins out. I'm gonna get my questions together now and get ready for y'all.
Uh-huh.
I want to pick your brains. Can't wait to pick your brains.
That's good. Yes, bring them questions. Bring them.
For sure. Well, Perla Negra, I'm going to turn you over to King. King?
All right.
Hey, I love the pieces, and I love everything, and I'll show up for the show on Wednesday. Matter of fact, my wheels are going to be turning. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes. Lord Atterbury will be in the building all night.
Oh, Lord, not Lord.
For sure.
See, are you calling for Lord?
Lord, I'm calling for
Lord.
Said erotic. You don't get out of the
I know, right? She said King, she said
funny.
Lord. like Candyman and shit.
Uh-oh.
But, well, La Perla Negra, we got Khadija back there with the nice drinks and hors d'oeuvres. So you have a seat, enjoy the rest of the show. And listen to these dope poets, how they spit their pieces on that.
Most definitely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla Negra of Epiphany's own family. Oh, I love that woman so much.
Love it. That was so dope.
She's definitely loved by everybody, you know.
I'm like trying to write down little notes from like the poems that she's spitting in. Just line after line. All right. Well, I know we have some more fire on the line. Let's take our next caller.
No doubt.
Hey, what it do, what it do, what it do, baby, baby.
Oh, it's the boss man.
Hey, Trina, what it do?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, I'm fine. My brother King, how you doing, bro? I'm fine, baby girl.
Boss, I'm feeling good. Man, I'm feeling good. Always happy to be here, you know?
Hey, that's a beautiful thing. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all was killing it over there. I heard y'all. I heard those pieces, like set fire. And they really set the tone for the show tonight from what I feel. I'm telling you.
Yes, for sure. Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right. So our question of tonight, we're asking everyone, when do you feel like you fell in love with poetry, with the art of poetry? I know that you've been a...
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I got a couple of answers, but when it first touched me, I can go there. Was 2006, and I got to first express it on Father's Day the same year. But I would say 2006 when I was born again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I fell in love with God, and he led me to poetry. That's how I expressed my love for him, through poetry. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm going to give y'all a little archive real quick. When I first came out in poetry, my poetic name was L. The Spiritualist.
Oh, okay.
I went by Elder Spiritualist, and most of my pieces were of a spiritual nature, you know, or my journey from bondage to freedom, so to speak.
Oh.
If you can translate the metaphor, what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I understand. Okay. That's dope. That's a very good reason to fall in love with the art in order to, you know, help you to pivot your life. That's a wonderful testimony. And to think of everything that you've done and the contributions that you've made and the impact that you've had on so many lives in this community, like La Perla Negra was just saying, and like we both agree, we are so happy that you found us. And you gave us your, you gave us leadership that makes us want to be better poets and better. Yeah, for sure.
And you guys are blessed. You know, I like to think I was led to you, you know, because God has a purpose for you, each and every one of you.
Wonderful.
And all of you bring something lovely to the table, you know, and besides a fresh air, you know, your energy, and, you know, it was written. It was written.
Mm.
We thank you, boss.
We do thank you. Absolutely.
And,
I want to hear more about that story. One day we got to sit down over some coffee and just catch up on the life experiences, sure.
Hey, but, it's what all led me to epiphany. I'll share with you sometime.
All right, we'd love to hear.
Let me ask you something, because I heard you talking about love, and you did a piece. I think both of your pieces were on love. Am I correct?
Well, the second piece was more, the one that I wrote. The first one that I read was actually a piece by Nikki Giovanni. The second piece that I did is kind of like, it's about love in the instance that it's like about the expectations of who I am versus who I'm expected to be. It's like, I want to be all of those things for you, you know? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like a...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to put it into words. But, it's
I can feel it.
I know what you mean.
Person expecting.
overly expecting so much of you. And you're like, yeah, I want to live up to all your expectations, but I also want a little bit of space for me too. But yeah.
True. I felt that. Yeah. I felt that. Still, it was about love, you know?
Yeah.
And I dug it. Because I was thinking earlier, right? I was sitting here, I was just staring in space, and I was thinking about love myself. But something hit me, and I'm thinking the feeling of being in love. You know that feeling that when you're in love, or you just something that you're just loving on right now in life, that feeling. I was sitting here thinking, to be free from all inhibitions, to be able to love, to feel that feeling, you know, without any mixture of outside sources, just to be to boldly and freely walk in that feeling that you feel when you're in love. See, because most of us keep a door guarded. I keep myself guarded because of the past loves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I keep my guard guarded. I don't ever think that I can just freely say fuck it and let it all down and be like, no, let me just nourish myself in that feeling. Go out there and be involved in that and act upon it freely with no care, no doubt. And so many things that you would do, you long for it, you yearn for it, you crave it. So I'm sitting here thinking if there was a time when I decided to let go and enjoy that feeling. You know, so I've tried to write a piece. Actually, I don't know, you know, I didn't control my pen when I wrote it either. I just, whatever lines came to me, I wrote it down to try to express how I felt in this piece. And I want to see if you guys can feel where I was going in this piece.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I was going. And I just wrote this, y'all. It's called...
Okay.
It's called I Want You.
I Want You. Okay, when you're ready, the mic is all yours. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Carry me. Let me ride with you. I want to be hostage, handcuffed, held down to your gravity, trapped in your tractor's beam. Let me ride with you. Carry me. Take my hardened rag and you can have it. As long as you're touching it, I'm feeling it. Love, I'm a train wreck. Love sick, derailed shit. Right off the tracks, I slipped. That's love. That's how love feels when I'm the fuck up in it. But I love it. A fool in it, hit by that arrow, that tool that Cupid used, a magical dagger pierced by the point of it, left to stagger. As long as it's in your grip, it don't matter. I'm in love with you. And I don't want to think. I just want to ride and go with the flow, helplessly entangled. And when the leaves fall off the trees and traverse their way to the earth, I want to be carried by the same breeze, to be naked, laid in that very same dirt, swept away, unable to fight the current, the sheer magnitude. I want to feel the pressure under its weight. No thinking, doubting, no questioning, no debating its existence, just lost in its fixture, its magic, receiving all its pleasure, lost in fucking space. I want to be free, falling down some majestic stream, white water rapids dragging me head first, some gigantic waterfall, bubbling bubbles of air cascading. I'm drowning, near death, life leaving me. I want to wash up on shore, a beach, jet black sand with your hands pressing upon my chest, lips, your lips pressed up against me, you resuscitating me from this lagoon. You've carried me, pulled me, put your mouth on me, and you gave new life to me with your breath. Barefoot, hand in hand, we run barely clothed with our socks offshore, a beach, jet black sand, and I don't want to think about it. form some fantastic equation, sit back and solve it. Try to solve it. I just want to ride with you. Carry me, love. Let me ride with you. I want to be hostage, handcuffed, held down by your gravity, love. Trapped in your tractor's beam. Let me ride with you. Carry me. Free fall. I just want to be in love. And I want it to carry me. Love, I want you. For real, love. Let me ride with you. Carry me. I want you. For real.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez.
That was
boss man.
That was raw. Absolutely raw.
Oh my gosh.
Well, raw link for sure.
That was a raw link.
My goodness. Yes.
Hey,
I feel like I see where you were going. It's like you feel uncontrollable, but it's like something. It's like a
yeah.
I know what you say. Free falling into it, but you.
Free-fall.
Something that you want, but it also seems a little scary as well.
Yeah. Mm. You want to fall into
I love that
it,
piece
you know.
So much. Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
Do too.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Thank you for. Woo. All right. I'm stupefied right now. Thank you, boss man. I appreciate you. Appreciate the love.
Anytime.
That was amazing.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
All right.
It is.
All right, y'all. One mic, one love. Shababies.
One mic, one love.
Baby. Oh, man. That was off the Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Thrill the Poet, CEO. Woo!
Yeah, that was definitely.
Show you how it's done. That was.
I know,
amazing.
Definitely off the charts. I'm still ready to go to his study hall. I wonder when they start up
right.
New classes.
I can't wait just to hear him on the line.
Tuition. Yeah.
Tuition. Yeah. He can charge for that one.
Yeah, no
for
tuition.
Sure.
for the love of poetry.
That's right.
Yeah, he definitely be laying it out though. Dope. Yeah, man, like, man.
Yes. Oh man, are you ready for some more of this heat?
Yeah, we gonna bring in the next caller, you know.
Okay. All right.
Four four three.
Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is potentially Johnny.
Janice, good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Kingston, King Atterbury. What's going on?
How you doing? Oh, I'm so good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm loving the vibe you guys have.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's so great to have you join us on the. Oh, we got you. Just let me know. I'll send it to you in the messenger, no problem.
Yes,
it's so good to hear you on the air. You know, I know you do a lot of work in the background, and a lot of times you're a big part of the production. And glad to hear you on the mic here on the King and Queens Corner.
Thank you
so much for joining us. Yes, yeah, for sure.
Appreciate that.
I had to come through. Appreciate you guys having me.
No problem at all. Wonderful.
Well,
yes. So tonight we're asking, at what point do you feel like you fell in love with poetry?
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking about that. That's a great question. I think a lot of times I end up sharing about when I first started writing, but when I fell in love with poetry, that was earlier. You know, that was before I even recognized it as poetry. So... Mm-hmm. I grew up around musicians and lyricists, And one of the things that I realized was that there were certain lyrics that I felt differently. And even at a young age, I was convinced that certain lyrics were written by poets versus lyrics in general. And there were things that I felt so deeply, like really, really young, like 7, 8 years old. But there are certain lyrics where you can tell it was written by a poet. And I didn't recognize it as such, but I think as I got older, there's like this link between music and poetry that's always been there.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Great answer. Yeah. Thank you so much. But that's for sure. That is true. That there is a correlation between music and poetry when it's done right, when it really resonates. You're
right.
Like, yeah, that's a poem in and of itself. That's for sure true. Thank you so much for that answer.
I swear there were times where there were certain lyrics I recognized. I didn't receive it the same way others did, and I kind of kept quiet about it. I knew that I felt those lyrics a certain way. So I brought a piece that's tied into a song that I grew up listening to that I felt differently than those around me.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Well,
that's a great segue into your piece. So thank you so much for that. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
All right, the title of this is Wildflower. I've always known that possession would break me. That shadowed figures would lean in and be unsatisfied with fragrance alone, with how intricately nature had grown and would, without restraint, pluck me from the garden. If allowed but one possession, unaffected by how instantly my blossoming would be stunted, but you're my flower, baby. As you wilt, I'll wait. Just call me if you need me. I'm somewhere near. I never call. I'll never call. Instead, I spin slowly searching for silent winds with each turn. Pieces of me fell as I collapsed. Pieces of me fall until I collapse. Because flowers don't actually bloom in any season. No matter how sweetly you whisper, you freed me from my earth. I get to watch the rain now instead of feel it on my skin, and I begin to slow my breath. In peace.
Oh my goodness. It's like you breathe this sweetness and wait, there was a line in there. You said, flowers don't bloom in every season, no matter how sweetly you whisper to them.
Yeah.
And my team is quoting, but oh, my gosh.
The
line.
That song,
Newberg,
I had a dance to this song. I had a dance to that song coming up.
Oh, yeah?
And
you're
I
talking
remember.
About Newberg?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That's my group.
The whole fucking flower. I was like, but why would you do that?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I felt that at like 7 years old. Like, no, leave that flower with so it can grow. Why would you fuck it?
Oh.
I felt some kind of way about that song.
At 7, oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Oh,
that was a great piece.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you so much for joining us. And I'm going to hand you over to King for now.
Yeah.
Okay, Janice. We're going to send you back there with Kalinda, LaPrella Negra, Horseman. Have a drink or two, have some nice hors d'oeuvres, and listen to the rest of the show. You know?
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was essentially Janice, poet extraordinaire. She just breathes poetry. That's the only way that you can explain it. It's almost like
no.
Breathing a butterfly into the air. She just, nothing but fire tonight. I'm loving it. Thank you guys so much for all of your poems. Again, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300 and press that 1 to be heard, and
you're on the line right now listening in, just hit that one for us and, you know, grace us with your presence, even if it's just for a shout out. Well,
that's for sure.
I think it's a good time for a station identifier. What do you think?
I think so too.
Okay, there. One second.
Definitely fly tonight.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to find New Birth Wildflower. I'm definitely going to play that song. Oh, Wildflower by New Birth.
That is one of my joints. Where it is.
That is the joint. All right. Mm. Coming through with that station identifier. One second.
This is Tiffany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
All right.
Baby.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters. Again, I'm going to give you guys that dial-in number just in case you missed it. 319-527-6300 and just hit that one to be heard. All right, King. We're entering our second hour, and I think we should grace him with another one of your wonderful pieces. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. I definitely entertain everyone tonight with another piece.
All right. Mike, is your
All right. This piece is titled Another Cover. Ever wonder about your ink when your mind go blank? Acquiring striped ranks, but still sharp as a shank. Cut through thick walls of blockage, prey on carpets. Signals start working again, attacking margins. Let words fall into place until there's two paragraphs. When a title name flash, content complement the draft. Former name black lightning of writing when I was typing. Senses became heightened, so I'm rising upon your liking. Bring forth to the world my own thoughts, making you think, making mixed drinks, raising a bar in King Ink. Is it really the way or the way I gain my inspiration? One love on situations, formations inside of creations, working on both sides of the realms that do exist. When I hit that mental switch, I'm back on spaceships, land inside a page of an upcoming book. Sort of different from the last one. Take your time when you look, King.
Oh, shit. Give him the rundown. I know that's right.
Hey, Mitch, thank
you. That was dope. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, you think I should read another piece?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. All right, let's try to get some peace. It's called Be His Peace. Great lands need strong borders, and in this new phase she's in, you will refer to her as Eden. Sacred is her garden. Wipe your soul clean before you enter paradise. Dear Mister, with the humblest of apologies, well, maybe, at the very least, respectfully, I'm going to need to tell you that I cannot be your peace. It's a role not meant for me, you see. I am peace. I am the ocean goddess Oshun. The peace you seek depends on where in my ocean we meet. I am peace. I am water. I am new birth. I am tsunami waves crashing down on entire cities should they traverse my heavenly boundaries. But it's a protection spell, nothing more, you see. Because in totality, I am all peace, beyond the shallow end in me. but the piece of me you meet depends wholly on where you meet me. I am meant to be water. I am woman, amniotic. I am christening children and souls wiped clean at my feet. I exist to nourish, but you best believe I am always down for a good drowning to protect all that depends on me. I am libration, sacred seas. I got a whole ecosystem counting on me. I am a garden. I am a bountiful source of something good forever growing. I am peace, depending on what part of my waters you're willing to swim to. I am the ocean. How deep are you willing to be? My love, my dream, my man, my king, my match in divine masculine energy. Are you willing to go deep? How far out of your comfort zone are you willing to swim to meet me? Peace you seek. Are you down? Can you stick around? Do you want peace so much that you're willing to drown? See, I am an ever-evolving pool of divine femininity. If you do not find peace in me, well, maybe you aren't ready for the ocean. Go back to the well and find your strength. The strength it's going to take to swim. The peace that you receive from me depends on the depths you meet me in. I am never, ever going to be your peace. I am the peace that you bring to the waters where you find me. See, that peace you seek is going to cost you your complacency. And that's that peace.
You know, Queen, that's why I'm always glad that I go before you. I mean, so I don't be having to compete with that or even contend with it. But that was beautiful.
You know,
I love it. Always.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate
I'm glad we partners on that. I mean,
She's sweet. Thank
yeah,
you.
You always have some beautiful pieces. You're welcome. All right. But, hey, we can bring some of the callers back in. You know?
Okay. All right, let's go back around to the Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm.
You still with us, my love?
I'm here, of course. It's a dope show.
Oh.
Why would I leave?
Thank you. Wonderful to have you back on the line. So we're spinning the block right now. Do you have another piece you'd like to share with us?
I do. I got something I was working on a couple of days ago. I'm going to give it to y'all. This is the premiere.
Ooh, dope. All right. The mic is all yours.
Thank you. This is called Energy Trace of Intangible Love. It's only physically touched in my head. Still, I was caught in a cyclone of his energy, and he touched me every day, everywhere, all the time, and I wanted him to. There was no sense of time in there, and I was stuck in his maze of sacred geometry, created by the way he lay his hands upon my skin. That look of deliberate intensity, time he slides inside my mind, inside me. My body ravaged with controlled movement, teasingly, slightly caressing. Gentle kisses, squeezing moans out of me I've never even heard myself make before. Caught in his energy field of lovemaking, fucking me in countless ways, constantly talking to my mind. And I stayed wet. It was bliss until I fell in love. I couldn't make it a reality with the him that I see. Bliss turned into anxious anxiety with a frustrating loss of patience and then of having to let go. It took everything in me to fade away eyes that found the core of my soul. No, this shall never be spoken. Really, the only thing hidden is that I love him. Because I've chosen to keep the secret that I've fallen in love alone. So here I am once again, depending upon me not to break my own heart. Damn, it would have been really nice to meet him. That's that piece.
Damn. You know what?
Oh my
gosh. Dope. Fresh ink alert. Yes. That was dope. I appreciate that.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for Perla Negra.
Woo.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
For,
you thank you for spending the block with us.
No doubt.
One love, one light.
Oh, man. Okay. Like we have, next up is Boss Man. Let's see if he can spin the block for us.
Yeah.
Boss Man, are you ready to spin the block? Take the mic a second.
Yes,
time.
I is.
All right. Okay, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. I painted her with my emotions, covered her canvas completely with who I was and how I felt about her, painted her. I painted her with a brush dipped in everything that I've been feeling. Words, no need to be spoken. My heart and how it feels lay on display, like a book wide open. You can hear its humming amusement, it vibrates in vibrant tones, not meant for human ears to hear. No, it pulsates in tiny waves, massages the inside where the soul lies. I be that love. I be that. They say to be that what you intend to attract. Magnetic. So with a bit of me, I place in the atmosphere to see what it bounces back. I wait, using as a lure my heart as bait, patiently just to see what it attracts. There's nothing in this air but thickness, getting hard to breathe in this, yet it clears, dissipates, it disappears, and the skies falls, loves on me, tender and sweet. Finally, love bounces back to me. She is what I catch. Like a cold contagious, her contagions flood me. Her thoughts paint me abstract. Sensations cover me. Her oily substance decorates me. Delicate fingers tracing vivid images. Illustrations illustrating her feelings. Iridescent imagining, she paints upon me. I'm her canvas, she paints me. Acrylic, fast drying, her brush covering over stresses of a stained and depressed past where most times were spent on just surviving. Her brush revives me, see? I come to life the more she touches, fingers brushing lightly against me. Creating this portrait of we, this work of art brought to life spiritually, this painting of her and me, resting, calmed, beautiful pastels, watered colors rise from this. Imagine that she created an image that she creates of me. The oil paints hardens where her brush last brushes against me, touching. What type of magic is this, where we create our own images, bring them to life, and receive a kiss from the artist? Poetic, isn't it? So I reach out with these lips and plant them upon her canvas. My brush totally drained, depleted of its ink. I painted her with my emotions, covered her canvas completely with who I am and how I feel about her as I painted her. Shadowed blemishings of dismay I drew over her, yesterday's pains I caressed, all her mistakes and left her no regret. I painted her. Additional thickness as I painted her. Painting her with a brush dipped in love. She was not worthy yet. I painted her for real.
song was so passionate. Oh.
Thank you.
That was amazing. Oh, my gosh.
It definitely was, man. Fan of your work, man. Ooh. Big fan of your work.
Ooh. The delivery was so, everything about it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, boss man. That was so dope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to sing you that?
You're welcome.
Okay, one love, one mic. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
All right. Ooh.
Oh.
All right. Okay, we're going to bring in the essentially Janice. Are you still with us?
Hey, yeah, I'm still here. I've been listening in.
Hey, sweetheart. Okay, mm-hmm. That's good. I was wondering if you had another piece you'd like to share with us tonight.
I do. Okay, yeah, I do. I was trying to decide between a couple.
Okay.
This is Gone.
Gone. All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
The intensity of being enveloped in ways I was born to be. Accepting the pain in my chest from holding my breath until the next wave reaches me. The ocean greets me, cleanses my feet, knowing I walk in peace, exhaling and still when I need to be. Sinking in increments, at one with letting go, knowing I'm more than brave enough, more than strong enough to wade waist high under a night sky. Devoid of all darkness, waking at dawn with just enough warmth. Love is golden, outside of molds of expectations and my own presumptions, but I'm unfinished, on hold for one who will wake and stand beside me, at one with the gnawing thought that those words aren't even mine, pulled from someone else's pocket, and they landed on my tongue dry, and that shit had lens on it. This idea that somehow love was outside of me, foreign and separate from my nature, waking as my mind takes hold of what I've always known. Love is enough. I am love enough. Thank you.
I am love enough. That was so good. That was beautiful.
It definitely was.
Oh, my God.
Love that piece.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zanis.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to send you back over to the lounge. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Well, one love, one mic.
Bye.
Oof.
All right. They really blew up the mic tonight.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Right. Okay, how about we play a song for a few?
Sounds good to me.
Through my darkest days, for you. What you do is crazy, baby. Not like you belong in an asylum. Crazy, baby. Like the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Like the rain falling from the sky. Like the trees growing from the ground. I'm a soldier, baby. By your love for me. And you're touching me. And you're trusting me. Like you do.
Song. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, are you still with me?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Definitely in the building.
All right, we're rocking out tonight. I have an idea for this next, to round out the show. What do you say? We go after dark.
You gonna go dark? Okay, let's do it. Let's get into it. Proceed with the
after
proceeding.
Dark. Grown and sexy. Bring your grown and sexy poetry. I'm gonna give you guys the call in number, the dial in number once more, the number again, 319-527-6300. Just hit that one to be heard. Again. This is the grown and sexy hour, after dark. Bring us your erotic poetry and join us on the mic now. King, are you ready to kick it off?
Fine, hold on. Why don't you kick it off? Let me find. Matter of fact, okay. You know what? Yeah, I'll spit this piece. This is a piece I just wrote while hearing the boss man spit his pieces on that. So,
all right. The mic is yours.
Yeah. Okay, this is a piece titled Inside Your Love. Can you please tell me now how you feel about me? I know you are the freedom that I feel spiritually. The mirror of my reflection, whether happy, sad, or mad. Let me go inside of my backpack of heartfelt pizzazz. Ever wonder how it would feel to fall in love with Joelle? Give the world another story on how we both prevailed. Move past limitations and hug the love that we share. Kiss the life we want to live. We are a couple of squares. Extraordinary within our own artistry. Carry modesty. Doesn't matter what bothers me as long as you follow me. I won't steer you wrong. Just play your favorite song. This beautiful poem I am sending to a place where it belongs. King.
Ooh, you just wrote that?
Yeah, I just wrote that while we were on the show. Boss Man's Energy.
Wow.
Had me like tweaking over here.
Live inspiration, live ink. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
True fact.
Dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
That was all right. Some grown and sexy. That's what we're duping. That was doing. All right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and spit one, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. This one. It's called The Chant of Ruth, probably heard. Kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's toothsuck. His lashes flutter closed and rest bashfully upon his cheek like a butterfly upon a rosebud. lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. Eyes full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils, trace, full form captivating my attention like ivy roads in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mainframe his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world, kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter kiss hip that breaks the weak dam to a guarded, impatient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tip tits orbit her frame, high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. Hands expansive, sandpaper callous, thick spin protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations light, raising my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hand like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I am a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. And we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive, paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. A universal experience that's divine in its magnificence. Teeth touching backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt, reminder there is a paradise for pleasure that at times needs pains to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn is that cush blood strong. He be Manalau's peat and I be Tambu my thief deep, so we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic release. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming, you hear me? She's called impatient, balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing with nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knee grown over with callous and caution and affirmation, I chime, someone is coming, someone is coming, someone is coming. Please let it be us next time. And that's that piece. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah,
I love that. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It looks like we may have a new caller on the line that wants to join in the fun. Again, it is after hours. Let's see if they brought us something. Who do we have on the line tonight? Area code 540.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine.
My
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Good evening.
How you doing, bro?
Good to you all.
Wonderful.
All right.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. So we are entering the second hour, and we have been doing a little bit of After Dark. But since it's your first time joining us for the night, I do want to take an opportunity and ask you the question that we've asked the other poets that have joined us, and that's, at what point do you feel like you fell in love with poetry and writing?
I really fell in love with it. I heard this poem that you had at Bill My Street. It was back in 90... was that 94? I heard this poem. It was so deep. It's like you can't really like tell that she how she is unless you've been unless you've known her. That's why that poem was very inspirational to me.
And what was the name of the poem? Do you remember?
You Have Not Been on My Street. This is a lady who did that poem on the radio.
Oh.
I never forget it.
Oh, wow. So that memory, when it touched you at that moment, and that's when you started to really feel passionate about the writing. Dope. Thank you so
much.
You work. Oh, wow. You've been writing ever since, huh?
Yeah, I write all kinds of poems. I freestyle a lot, and I write. I do both.
Yes. For sure. I know. Name rings bells in these parts. So, you know what? I'm going to get out the way and let you spit one of your dope pieces for us. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Well, this is a freestyle right here. This poem is called Let Me Borrow Your Mind. Call you refreshing. Love from you is like a blessing. I never second guess. As my eyes undress your whole soul, while you have me for like the king in total control. You are wonderful, while very powerful. The type of woman that I want to engage in the world that day and age, my mind is ready to invade. Everything that I say, hoping to be, I'm a truck driver. It is.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry. This is, excuse me.
No problem. We're still with you. You want to keep going? Oh, you want to call back?
Oh, my gosh. This guy can't move.
Uh-oh. Over the road.
I'm so sorry,
do you want?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Trying to get this person some. Can I see my poem over again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure, you can. Take from the top. Wait for you. Mic is yours.
Oh, I'm not letting him try to hit my damn truck. Shit. I'm sorry, guys. This get aggravated.
You want us to come back to you?
Yeah. I'm trying to get out the way, and it's like, for some odd reason, I'm in the way. I don't understand it. And I'm the guy I could have, see, let me tell you something. See, it turns out you got to have a lot of things.
Yeah, I understand. All right. I think we might have lost Mr. Aaron. Automatic, charismatic.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they probably called back. I'm here.
Yeah, well, if you get to a place where you're a little more clear and you can give us your attention, and feel free to hit that one again for us, Mr. Automatic, charismatic.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
All right. So let's get back to the After Dark shenanigans with one of my favorite erotic poetess. The Perla Negra.
Oh, man. You give me too much credit, y'all.
No, you're basking in this hour here.
You know you do rocking. I mean,
yes.
Y'all know I'm in
bring
my element.
Bring some of that fire.
Yes.
All
right.
We're going to step out of the way, and the mic is all yours.
Thank you. This is called Rose Noir. We've seen each other several times before, but never actually met. it, something kept me drawn to him until the day he walked over and introduced himself. Then the pull was stronger than ever. Jerome, and he could feel my energy, that he wanted to show me how we existed in his mind, and that touched me in all the right places. Places in my mind that lit a fire inside me I'd never felt. But it wasn't just my energy. I wanted to fuck him too. And fuck we did. Again and again and again. Endless nights of bondage, kissing, hair pulling, sweating, moaning, and climax and ecstasy fathomed. He kept me wet, and I loved our sessions. So it came as no surprise that he always made sure my release was enough for him to swish around in his mouth. After he said, "I want to wake up every morning with my breath smelling like your pussy." I swear this man hasn't just mastered the art of cunnilingus. He's reinvented and perfected it. So I love the feel and taste of him in my mouth as well. For my waking meal, there's something tranquil that comes over me as I savor the taste of me from his lips. Kisses are just so deep and sweet. They leave me breathless. My body begs for him endlessly. Rough, tender, it doesn't matter. I always want him to place my pants. I'm addicted. And his whispers of how he loves the way my reflection speaks to his pleasure after telling me that I'm beautiful is my fix. The way he touches me leaves me feeling like a black satin wave, beautiful, desired, and rare. Pure eroticism and love linger when we're apart, and I stay hot. While his truth strokes my mind and his energy continuously kisses every part of my soul. I could never be anything but completely naked with him. I fell in love with the moment before ever loving him. Because he introduced me to freedom as he controlled me. And that's their peace.
What did I say, King? What did I say?
Big, you know
what
man.
Did I
Giving
say?
Giving a round of applause, you know what I mean?
Woo!
Thank you.
Woo! After dark, ground on fire. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm like, oh, I was
laying
not ready.
Out.
I was not ready.
Yeah, but I was because I knew what was coming on that, you know? Yeah, it's like that old song, like, well. Yeah, it's like that intro joint. I mean,
yes.
Oh wow! Thank
Whoa.
You.
Whoa, man! Like the right line. I knew you were going to come through with that fire. Oh my gosh! Thank you so much for that piece.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate that always.
So welcome. Thank you so much. And you have a great night. One love, one mic.
Y'all true. One
love one
mic.
All right. Oh, my God.
Oh.
That lady does erotica. She does erotica. Oh, my God.
True indeed. True indeed.
I was not ready. Okay. All right. So it looks like I'm next. Essentially, Janice, are you ready for the after dark round?
I think so. I'm still flustered from
right.
I wasn't ready.
I'm surprised.
I was
trying to watch myself.
All right. Sure. All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours, sweetheart.
I didn't expect you to be so still. Like, the presence that others think I have, more often than I actually do, it's a rarity that I'm not trembling, just below the surface, pacing, not knowing what to do with myself, waiting to see you. To bide the time I ran a bath, fit for a goddess, cinnamon infused with rose water and citrus. I softened your plate for you, using coconut oil mixed with light brown sugar. The sweetness lingered. I know because I sampled myself for you. But that first embrace lingered too. It was as warm and as soothing as those brief moments just before sunset. Calming my nerves, exciting my spirit, I wondered if that gaze of yours glimpsed what I was feeling. You have this way of just knowing, so you told me to just breathe. And it was that pause before the lean in that settled me. The best descriptors I have may seem inadequate at a glance, as if the words aren't full enough. But I feel moments that matter in ways that are unlike most, like suddenly deciding to head outside so as to view the moon's fullness was nice, as in pleasurable, as in pleasing to my soul, so much so that my heart was racing, flowing so fully with just the residual warmth you carried in with you. I looked forward to the next moment with you, guiding me into a freshly made bed, letting its coolness shock me, drinking from me deeply, drawing the dampened length of your beard across my belly, capturing my intake of breath as the width of you stretches me, exploring me in ways I'd always imagined. You had me listening to the sound of your balls smacking my squirt-drenched skin, leaning in to then ask if I was ready to join you, to just relax for a while in your arms until the water cooled. But instead of letting me go, you poured more warmth into us, and we lingered in peace.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that was beautiful.
I love that piece. Oh, my gosh. I love that piece. I love it. Love, 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 love. Because at first you kiss the surface, and then you go deep under the Yes, yes, you did that. You did that. For sure you did. Absolutely loved it. Thank you so much, Anais.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful. I like this, Anais.
All right. Let me send you back over to the lounge. Thank you so much. One love, one mic once again.
One love, one mic.
Wow. My goodness. The way she, I can go on all night. All right. Okay. It looks like Mr. Automatic Charismatic might be joining us again. You want to
check in?
Join in?
Yeah, let's check in. See what's going on.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, are you still with us?
Brother, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have things gotten a little better on your end? You ready to spit? You're in a bad situation? Okay, all right now. I'm going to get on out your way. The mic is all yours.
Can I borrow your mind? It's the name of the sweet stuff. Right now, I'm looking for a parking space. And I'm just thinking about how beautiful you are to me. Can I park my thoughts in your everything? because what can you bring to me is substantial. You are my cruise control, my outer soul, my position. So I need you to relax and let me give you that recognition. It's a wild day to park, and I can't find anything right now. But I won't allow that to not go ahead and talk about you and your value. You are the greatness, and your love is so contagious. I had to borrow your mind because I got lights in the back of me, wanting me to do things and people I like. Control the narrative. But see, when I think about your beautiful smile, I don't care, I just repair. These thoughts of mine is like the regular. And everything is like coming to a place and I can see everything like a flare, and I need you to know that you care. When I'm mad, I simply borrow your mind. Think about the love to be bumping, crying in these tough situations. Right now, I can't even find a place to park. I'm in a big parking lot. But your mind and your sexiness, it's like, got me ready to smile all over again. Even when it's frustrating to not see anything. People will blow their horns and they'll get mad, but see, I won't be sad because I had the presence to borrow your mind. Just that one split second. So my suggestion, I can dress your clothes, but first let me borrow your mind. Because everything that I believe, your love is never fatigued. Your smile is my secret ingredient. Everything is a repair, and I take nothing for granted. For my love that I planted, and everything that you are, and every time that we have made love, I've been reminded that success has came every time I borrowed your mind. Ready to park now. This automatic has run the label into he gives in the morning, but then
and that was
right.
Freestyle off the dome while you were doing something. Is that right? It was freestyle off the dome while you're in the middle of driving. I salute you. I salute you, my brother.
Definitely salute that.
Driving 18
Oh, wow.
Just attention to the road, bro.
That's all good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you took the time to join us tonight. Thank you so much for your piece.
Appreciate
sorry about
that.
The technical difficulties earlier. All right.
It's all good.
It's all good. Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. One love, one might.
Appreciate you, brother. One love, one might.
That's what you call multitasking and multi-talented. He's on the road, an 18-wheeler, and give us a freestyle about parking his love. That was wonderful,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Wow. All right, King.
Yeah.
Looks like we are all out of new callers, and we're getting close to the 11 o'clock hour. I just want to give that dial-in number once more. It's 319-527-6300, and just press 1 if you'd like to be heard. We'd love to hear your lovely voice this evening. So, King, what do you have for us?
What do I have? I have this piece right here called The Love in You.
Like it goes.
I'm going to test this out. Since we've been together, all that's shown will continue. Even if it's times that get rough, check out your menu. Serving plates of loyalty and a side of honesty.
My modesty solidifies my warm heart warranty. You're the one that I wake up to in the morning like breakfast, after the time moves forward, bearing witness to freshness. Before I close my lids, kiss your thoughts before I sleep. It's these pleasurable measures that keep me loving you, queen. You make me feel so good with all of the things that you do, even surprising my spirit when it's outside of you. Hold on to what we have in advance just in case we ever lose faith and our bonds start to break. Comfort your feelings of emotion, whichever way they flow. Reintroduce myself to your soul from a long time ago. Looking inside of your eyes as we first met for the first time. Remembering your sweet-smelling breath and the nice-skinned flesh. I can't see myself with wandering eyes or inappropriate conversations. Only you can make me happy just like our few months of dating. There's nothing new that I want or slip and fall into another. You're my everything and more, baby. Let's keep each other covered. Okay.
Everything and more. Fire, fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know that's right. Dope stuff. Okay. Woo.
Oh, Queen, I know you got something in the chamber.
This one, this is a little piece that I wrote.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not even going to do that one. I'm not going to do that. I don't think you're ready for that.
I know you got that fire in the station. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's just a little piece that I wrote. No, I'm a little scared to read this one.
No, go for what you know. You the queen. You know what I mean? You the queen, so do your thing. Word.
All right. And it is after dark, right? It is after dark.
It is after dark.
It's a short part. It's a short piece. It's called Sugar Walls. Sugar Walls.
Sugar Walls. Mm. Do you, queen. It's all on you.
All right. Down below I brew. Pussy all day stewing in her own juices. You got me wondering, whose influence am I under? The one I vow to never let another put asunder, or the thunder in my roots, or this bed I move to an ocean view as I think of you. Noon dreams roll clean into moonbeams, baby. You do things. You are a lot to take in. So I ingest you in pieces, inch by inch, like the way you bite your lip to absorb the grip, or the dip in your chin, the way your cinnamon skin blends into the depths of my mahogany, or the way you come to me humbly, blessing me with your offering. Lead with a firm hand, my liege. I hand the reins to you, my king. I can't resist. My will is useless. See, all day I've been stewing in my own juices like somebody left a crock pot on. Pussy seasoned to perfection and falling off the bone. Mess that piece.
Oh. Ooh-wee. That was hot.
Thank you.
That was hot. Oh. I might not be able to go to sleep tonight.
Oh, man.
I think that piece thing might give me insomnia. You know what I mean?
It was insomnia.
I'm singing R. Kelly. I can't sleep, baby. I can't sleep.
Piece of work. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I appreciate it.
That, you always have diversity with your poetry. You know what I mean? So that's why I love you so much. You know what I mean? You just dropping it off. Word.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate you always encouraging me to do it and encouraging other poets in the community to join in the fun and build and grow and develop themselves as an artist. And, you know, the family here at Epiphany Radio Universe and also at the Poetry Corner, I just got to say hats off to both crews and all that you do for the community and for the poetry family at large. Love it. I love you. Love you guys.
No doubt.
For sure. So, I'm going to play another song. Just to ride this vibe out.
A good song. All right.
Okay.
Mm.
like my girl La Perla Negra said, you can never go wrong with a little Maxwell. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen's Quarters. We are rounding out the 10 o'clock hour. Anyone, you know, that Blog Talk lady will cut you off if you don't give us a call soon. The number again is 319-527-6300, and just hit that one to be heard. King, you still with me?
I'm still in the building.
That's wonderful to hear. So it looks like we have, in order to, we can't have an after dark hour without the next caller on the line. It is Epiphany's own Mojave. Mojave, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What's happening, Brody? What's going on?
I'm
Sorry. Excuse my lateness. I'm sick. My kid caught me with the side jam on the chest cold. So it happened to me today. I got hit. So I was like, out. Like, literally.
Oh,
I was like, literally.
Oh,
but I'm not mad. I don't have no fever. I'm not lethargic. It's just this mug is in, like, it keeps moving from my throat to my chest. Like, I was like, between even
on the first, oh man,
huh?
As soon as the weather get nice, they hit you with the bugs every now and again. Well, I hope you feel better for sure.
No, we was rocking so in the meantime, but
I know you're tardy to the party, but you know what they say, better late than never. I'm going to hit you with the question that we've been asking everybody just to find out. When do you feel like, I know that everyone started writing early, but when do you feel like you fell in love with poetry?
When I fall in love with poetry? That's not a good question. I fell in love with poetry when my mother made a card for my father. And it was like, my mother, as she was very gifted and very talented at using mixed media, she was able to take paper, like cardboard paper, the colored kind, and she made a big card for my father. And literally, it was my first experience of her using art. Poetry, erotic poetry specifically, to make different things and different scenes. Like, one of the major things was you could pull back the curtains and see that my father was shouting. Like, it wasn't like my father, but the image of a man sitting in a tub scrubbing his back that she had cut out. And she's like, I will be your water. She was just talking about how she would be her water and how she would cover him and all this other stuff. Now, the funny thing is, me being so young, and that had an impression upon me, to this day, it's one of my father's prized possessions. So, poetry at that point, plus my mother used to read Cotton Candy on a rainy day. Nikki Giovanni was one of her favorite poets.
Yes.
So, in undergrad, I got to meet her. I didn't get to hang out with her because she was Delta, so all the Deltas like hanging out with her. But but last year was a year of charm. She's like, I got the chance because on my tribe and my sister, like, I got to talk to her directly. I got to interview her in her writing prompts, which I cried about, like, for every day else, because Nikki Giovanni was talking about my sneakers. And then she was talking about how one of her friends has a bunch of sneakers and how black men during the enslavement weren't allowed to wear shoes. And she said someone needs to write a piece how black men have this spiritual attachment to shoes because of what happened to them during the enslavement. And I've yet to be able to write this. I've tried several times, but it just doesn't really do the same too for me. But for all of it to come full circle, in that sense, tells several times that I was meant for this poetry thing. Like, it was meant for me. Because both of my parents were poetry. And both of my parents were.
Wow.
And so sometimes I think that, I don't know if I chose poetry, or poetry chose me. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's dope,
beautiful. That is dope. And that is a dope example to have to follow in on what black love can be or how beautiful it can be. That's a beautiful story. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Well,
thank you.
Tonight,
appreciate
you're welcome.
That's history. Words.
Yeah. So tonight we've been doing open mic, and we were rounding out the last hour with something that King Drip might enjoy, but we're open to whatever you have for us.
Well,
when you're ready.
I don't know if I'm going to be drippy, but I think I'll do something not as drippy, but I promise you, I will do more love poems and more, the senses. I'll be working on different things. Like, I'm going to work on, like, 5 poems per sense. Someone gave me the idea. So,
that's dope.
So let me try this out. Tell me if this is too loud.
All right.
Is that too loud?
No. You can turn it up just a little bit.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Like summer. You smell like August, and bring heat when you stride. I feel flushed as the quiet hushes my mind, and my imagination binds my attention to your frame. I imagine your kiss, you coming close with your lips brush mine, your sweet breath fragrant. I was cleaning out my phone and found so many photos, moments of your smile, the simple, pure joy. I love being the thought that crosses your mind, memory that stimulates your cerebral cortex, that sends electrical impulses to your cheeks, that pushes that grin from ear to ear. The pleasure, the pleasing, lips waving, opening to the thoughts of birthing us each time. You smile. You gifted me you, your breath, connection. Electricity jumping through receptors, images conveyed through lenses. No one taught me how to see love. It is not rose-colored. It is tinted sweet. It is bright, steady, light, and a long hallway. Keys opening doors to the warmth of home. It is like how I see you in a complete darkness, aura aglow, chakras pulsing, and that smile. I still stomach my butterflies, forehead my wetness, nervous in my fears. Your smile has me in, and I ask the how and hug the why. Your eyes are always the answer. Taken I am, this journey I'm on, travel my heart that sings my soul. You. It's you. It's you. The answer is always you. Home.
You know what? Oh, my God. Simone. Simone. You can go ahead. I'm sorry. That was beautiful. That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Wow. You know what? Even when you're not in King Drip mode, you still, something about your poetry that always touches me, and it always, you're dope. You're dope. Thank you so much for rounding out the show for us. And I know you're not feeling well. I appreciate you for, soldiering through and coming through for us. We do appreciate you tonight.
Don't feel better, bro. Word up.
You got to come to the King Queen Corner. That's what you got to do, baby. You got to come on right in here. You got to come to the Royal Court. You got to
For sure. Thank you so much. Wow. Yes. Appreciate the promo. Wait, before you get out of here, how about you tell us what you have going on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, we are doing War Council, and we are doing the power dynamics and control in relationship. Who has the upper hand, men or women? We are going to do part 1
This is going to be a few-part series. We're going to be doing a four-part series on this. So we're going to start at the beginning. Where did we learn control and the power dynamic in relationships from? We're going to bring some examples. We're going to play some things. We're going to hash this out. We're going to talk about the power dynamic in relationships. Who gets the upper hand? Who has the upper hand? You know, what are the different dynamics that are experienced in the course of a relationship? We're going to throw everything at it. It's just sink. We're going to be talking about narcissism. We're going to talk about poly. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And it's just going to be one of them things where you know, it's going to be a series of terse arguments. I think I'm going to bring my bell out for this one so that, you know, I can time people just in case it gets more intense. You know, so I'm be like,
right.
You're going to hear a bit in the background. They're like, I'm a time everybody. I'll be like, right. Bing.
I'm like, go to your corner.
Your plane. I'm like, right. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm like, you're circling. Land your plane. That's what you're going to hear me say. You're circling.
Land your plane. All right. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a good one. I can't wait. We'll definitely
it's
be on
be
the
good.
Line tomorrow
you know,
for you.
Yeah, but you know it's going to even be even better the following week, the two following weeks. The following week, we get to interview Jessica Poulter of the Punani Poets here on Epiphany Radio Universe. The HBO certified Punani Poets. We're going to ask all the good questions, get all the good things, hear all the good radio voice. We're going to, you know, ask people to come in and bring some celebratory poems to celebrate her. And talk about this thing, the erotic. And then the week following, we're going to get into the Honey Tripper 2.0. This is Kiss. This is the ladies talking to the fellas. I'm just telling you, like King Atterbury, this is the show you want to be on because these ladies are going to be talking. Like, these ladies are going to talk in. Like, they come in, they say, oh, you brought the, oh, you had the fellas last month. Well, we coming this month. So it's going to be,
I know that's right. Oof.
I'm just saying.
The lineup just saying. Sounds let's, serious. The lineup sounds
oh,
serious.
Oh, no, listen. It's a super packed all-star lineup. I think for the first time, this is the first time I have five features. Not four, but five.
Wow.
I got from all over the place. I got somebody from Canada. I got people from all over the place. They all coming in. And they represent, it's going to be like Wu-Tang's ice cream.
Blessing,
you know. I'm telling you, but for the ladies, they can be like, watch us get all up, sit all up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm like that. All right.
I know the rest. I know where you're going there. Dope stuff. Can't wait for it. See you in your place. Well, Mojave, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really do appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow and for the next couple of Tuesdays. Sounds going to be lit over there.
Yeah. What we do over here in the Pivot Radio Universe. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No place. Nobody is going before.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. King, are you still there?
Go ahead.
All right. Is that anything you want to?
I just want to say.
I think
we're
getting a little tired.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm good.
One love, one mic. The floor is yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I was saying I want to thank everybody for coming through tonight. Excellent vibes. The poetry is definitely dope and plot. You know what I mean? And how we switched into that other, you know what I'm saying, theme and everything. And, you know, made it happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was definitely fun. Now, I just want to give a special shout out to our guest tonight, essentially Janice, La Perla Negra, Mojave, the boss man himself. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Kick your socks off, baby. Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Coming through with that dope freestyle. And everyone that's listening on the lines tonight, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the love. All right. And with that, we're going to say good night. One love, one mic, everybody.
One love, one mic.